Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7. Live. On high702.5fm.com.
What it do? What it do?
Turn it up. This, we got. I'm playing this music in light of
Let's go. I don't see anything.
I don't hear anything.
I'm a slanger, making threats to my family, dog. I'm in danger. Who do you call when these angels want you dead? And they have this penitentiary, and niggas make a plan. So I can put up with fans. All my homies stuck out on indictments. Caught up on the phone talking prices. 25 with life's the mandatory minimum. My whole community is treated like they criminals. Frying bitches, getting motherfuckers hung. Gotta see out on the inside, and everybody's hung. Mothers and fathers separated from their sons. Households are broken, you couldn't hold your tongue. If you're sure, say you're sure, take the case, do your time.
You was out here getting money from it, everything was fine.
We don't talk. Hey, what up? What's happening? We in the building. G Code is on the radio. Cause we stand by the G Code. Cat Williams told you niggas about the G Code. Like niggas ain't in the G Code. Y'all in the other G Code. You know what the G stand for, yo ass niggas. Shout out to Scarface, Willie D. Right. Bushwick Bill for having a G Code song for the real niggas.
I won't accept a visit from agents who wanna see.
Hey.
If I got shit to say about a nigga case, I'm a motherfucking
you
nigga.
You seen that shit with Ludacris?
His freestyle?
Yeah, what the fuck is you freestyling for anyway, nigga? You been rapping for 20 years.
That's how you know Cat Williams touched some feathers. The niggas all responded kindly. My nigga was like, yo, he said y'all niggas' wife was ugly, and y'all niggas responded kindly. That's how we know it's true.
Fucking great. See what that happened was.
What that happened was. Nah, that nigga said your wife was ugly. You better fire back with some spice.
What up, shout is?
Doing radio show stuttering and shit like that.
Why you lying, bro?
Hostage took him. We don't trust in the judicial system. We shooting guns. We rely on the streets, dog. Embedded in my blood.
All the tricks to the trade. Know a nigga trying to get clean and you get in the way. Know a nigga trying to get clean and you stick out the bait. Cause a nigga like a dope fiend can't rehabilitate. Still we sticking to the G-code. We playing by the rules. We don't fuck around with new niggas cause new niggas is fools. We will photograph the homies that'll catch a nigga up. On a picture you a victim but I'm lying, nigga, fuck. Only connect the real, staying down with the truth. I got love for you, aunt. You a real nigga spook.
What's up, everybody? You are tuning into the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Dolce the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling the hooch with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two techs up. I got the Black McCaffrey on you hoes. Let's go.
I got two words. Cat Williams.
Well.
Somebody ready to test me. I don't want to hear about that football shit.
His real name is Micah. And a nigga named Micah just put all of them comedy niggas on fire.
Right.
He said, hey, y'all wives is all ugly, and they look the same, pale face.
Niggas still in jokes.
You niggas
making careers.
He said, y'all niggas getting y'all asses penetrated. Y'all sucking dick for roles. Y'all putting on dresses. Y'all niggas doing everything for a dollar. And then dissing a nigga who don't do that, who stand on principles. Shout out to all the niggas that didn't put a dress on. Denzel Washington, shout out to you.
Samuel
Jackson, right. Nope. Shout out to him. Don Cheadle, I don't know if you did. I can't give you a shout out, nigga. Morgan Freeman didn't put one on.
I don't
shout
know
out
if
to
he
him.
Did.
And Cat Williams, hi, shout out to you for telling us what we already knew. All these niggas be slaves to the white man because they work for the white man systems. So they say, look, you got to put this dress on or get the fuck out of here. They ain't never going to go nowhere. And they'd be like, oh, shit, that's Mo Scarface. He's got Scarface riding in the background.
Hey, let it go. I don't care.
He's going to have Scarface on and talking about Cat Williams. And maybe we get to some football.
Man, well, man, that's the guy only hit on Cat Williams. He was the only motherfucker.
Yeah, y'all could call in and tell us what y'all think. Do y'all think Cat was capping? Do y'all think Cat really run a 4-2? Because I think he was capping on that shit. Nigga, he don't run no 4-2. Nigga, he said he read 3,000 books, too, in 1 year. Nigga said he read 3,000 books and ran a 4-2. And had a gun in the stroller with the kid when he walked down the motherfucking street in Inglewood.
Nigga, so I don't know about that, dog.
Hey, I like it. I believe him when he. I believe two out of three. One out of three of them. I believe 33% of that shit.
What about the joke? What about the joke?
The joke stealing?
Yeah. What about the joke?
Oh yeah, I think you. They showed it. They showed said.
I mean,
said,
I know they showed it, but it's this response by said that. Makes me think you stole that motherfucker.
Yeah, what did Sid say after he called his wife an ugly, pale, white-skinned girl? What had happened was I was Bernie Mac. That nigga was stuttering. Steve said I could use it.
Hey, Chill said he was lying a lot. Say he was lying a lot. Call in, fool. 702-551-5261. We gonna see what you talking about. 702-551-5261 is the number. Anybody want to call in about the Cat Williams shit?
And if you call in and say he lying, then I'm looking at you suspicious.
We like don't know what he lying about.
Like we look
I want to hear
the
that
white
shit.
Man when he tell us it was a black man who killed Malcolm X. I'm gonna look at you like that, nigga. Or when they say a black man killed Nipsey, I'm gonna look at you like that, nigga. Yeah, then black man might pull the trigger, but who's behind the nigga pulling the trigger?
Then he said a couple of words everybody don't like. Epstein.
Oh, he said Puffy was over there trying to get niggas to get suck niggas' dicks. He bitched Puff a couple times. I said, damn, Puff. He's like, let me tell you what he said. The realest nigga, the realest statement he said was, my goal was to make it through Hollywood to the level I'm at with my ass being a virgin and not sucking no dicks.
Right, he did say that.
That's a crazy goal. You hear that goal, though? That's the type of goal you got to make when you're in Hollywood. You don't wonder why niggas go crazy in Hollywood. I'm going to give y'all a quote from one of my favorite rappers. That nigga said, y'all call it complaining. I call it explaining how normal niggas could get caught up in the game and lose their mind, and y'all call it entertainment.
Right.
Why you think Martin went crazy? That nigga was wearing dresses probably getting fucked.
I'm just saying, Will Smith got a whole lot of X.
Why you think he went crazy?
Jamie Foxx got a whole lot of, he threw my hair of them clone now.
Exactly. Dave Chappelle said it about Martin years ago. He said, look, I know Martin. He's a tough guy from Detroit, Virginia, where the fuck he from, D.C.,
right.
Somewhere. He's like, what would make him be on the highway talking about they trying to kill him? He's like, it's either he crazy or he the environment that he was in it drives you crazy. And we didn't see multiple people from in Hollywood, stars who we think, oh, they got the best life, from Robin Williams to Britney Spears to whoever the fuck you want to keep, Kurt Cobain, all of them kill themselves, self-medicate, which is take a lot of drugs, or go crazy, or just leave that shit like Lauryn Hill, or just leave it and don't never go back to it like certain people do.
Right, right.
So I believe everything Cat Williams said. And
I'm going to believe a lot of it.
I believe 90% because that nigga didn't run no 4-2. I'm ready to. That nigga didn't run a 4-2. He didn't read no 3,000 books. In one day.
You nigga don't read 3,000 books in jail, nigga.
Nigga don't read 3,000 books in a lifetime. Nigga, I be thinking 10 in a year is good.
E13 in Miami, all that shit. I mean, hey, that's his story. But he called a lot of cats out. But I'm talking about those lies.
The shit he called out, the niggas he called out.
Well, those lies.
Those was true. It's proof.
They all niggas smiled. I ain't never seen him stutter like that.
We ain't never seen him in not a dress either.
That's
all you do is be in a dress.
You said the same thing about Tyler. Tyler on half Atlanta.
Tyler Perry
and
was in a dress,
he ain't got no
too.
Big superstar over there yet.
And he did that shit on his own, but he still put on a dress. You right. And when we see Tyler Perry act that he ain't Madea, what movies did he watch? What movies do you know Tyler Perry being in and we ain't Madea?
His own. And
what
he ain't
movie?
That good.
What movie? Name
all
Mr.
of them.
Deeds.
I ain't even seen that.
Right, you ain't even seen that. Let me tell you another one. He played a detective, nigga. We thought Madea was a detective. We thought that was Madea Goes Detective. I forgot what his name, but it had Taraji Henson in it. Nah, fuck it, I don't know. But look, he was right. Them niggas, he said, them niggas who wear dresses be wearing dresses a lot, and that's where they play the dresses at. But do y'all think that Hollywood makes them wear dresses? Like they pressure them, force them, tell them if you don't, then you ain't going to get no roles in this town? Eddie Griffin said, this is from his mouth. You got to go watch Eddie Griffin. He on the strip. He said, one of those Hollywood execs tried to proposition me to have sex with him. I slapped the shit out of him, and he told me that I'm never going to work in this town again, and I never worked in that town again. That's what he said.
Okay.
So he came to Las Vegas and do his comedy shit. Right. So that's what he said. So we've heard Dave Chappelle say it. We've heard Cat Williams say it. We saw Kevin Hart wear one. We saw Rick Smalley. We saw Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy. All our greats wore that shit.
Martin Lawrence wore a fat suit. Twice.
Will Smith.
Shit.
Only niggas didn't wear was Richard Pryor. Did Richard Pryor wear one? I don't think Richard Pryor wore one.
I don't think they was doing that shit back then.
Shout out to, rest in peace to Richard Pryor.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, a lot of these niggas had dresses on, y'all, for Cat Williams to just be talking. And he didn't ever have a dress on.
Y'all know the movie's trash.
What movie?
She said she put down a pair of movies up here. Why Did I Get Married movies. Alex Cross. We don't give a shit about
Alex
that.
Alex Cross. That was the one. That was the one I was thinking about.
That's why they put it up here, yeah.
Y'all didn't watch that shit. Nobody watched it.
I watched it.
Alex. He wasn't as bad as I thought he was going to be either. But I watched it. Oh,
that's what that is?
She said that's Richard Pryor in the dress. What's that movie called? And you just getting CGI shit. Mrs. Journalist.
You out your Negro? Hey, nigga, I'm not wearing no motherfucking dress.
Hey.
I'm going to fuck what you talking about.
Hey, some of you niggas who wear dresses, then we talking to you niggas. Y'all the same niggas that would Harry Tubman would have had to kill.
Y'all the snitch.
Y'all them same niggas that'll put on a dress and say, they paid me to do it. But how your son gonna look at you now? That's what I be thinking. Like, how the black men gonna supposed to look at, how the black boys supposed to look at the person they looking up to in entertainment?
I do believe that everybody on. Have a price. I say a lot of motherfuckers can have a price.
I agree.
But people say, I ain't wearing no dress, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. Hey, don't go to that party, bro. Don't go to that party. You go to that party.
That's if it's Puff Party. If it's Puff Party, you're going to be like T.D. Jakes.
No more like, don't go to that party, bro.
Nah, niggas be trying
man,
to.
Man, everybody in the world going to be in that bitch. Right.
Exactly. That, hey, and that's where, to me, let me tell you where it happens. It happens with the ambition to want to be successful or famous. So niggas want to be famous, right, instead of rich. That's the problem most of the time.
I agree.
Niggas
want
to be famous and rich.
Right.
So they try to do shit. They do mixy shit to try to get fame. And I be thinking, any nigga who would do shit for fame is a prostitute. They gonna do shit for money and they don't have no morals or principles. I come from a code. That's why we talking about the G code. The G code is you gotta stand on what you believe in, your principles and your morals. You can't, it's a code to everything. If a man don't have a code, then I can't trust that nigga. He'll stab you in the back, act like he cool.
You put a cat's situation, man. You put money on that shit, and you tell how cats go from that, because
that's a fact.
It's money over everything for a lot of people.
Over everything for a lot of people.
And sometimes the price ain't even high.
And it's a cheap price. Y'all cheap hoes sometimes.
She ain't even high. Just for a little fame of a couple $1,000s.
Niggas doing wild
shit. You don't lost a whole friendship or whatever. You don't lost a business ship over some stupid shit. Over some right now shit.
And me and you know, it's some niggas that ain't even got to be money. It could be pussy. A girl.
Definitely that.
All you niggas be tripping over girls. A lot of you niggas out here. A lot of you niggas are see-through. That's my nicest way to say it. A lot of you niggas see-through. A girl will show y'all some attention and y'all start dissing your homeboy, talking about he borrowed your shoes or some bullshit they don't have to do. So if you put some money
with me
on the table, you niggas is doing it. You niggas is gonna do just like the niggas do on First 48. Get the stitching, get the telling everything. You niggas do it for girls and money. You niggas got prices, and then y'all be standing, y'all be acting like y'all real. Y'all niggas don't be real.
What he just said, you don't.
Y'all niggas be y'all, and I ain't knocking y'all. Just be honest about who you are. That's my thing.
But maybe that's who they are though.
But be honest about it. Say I'm a sucker ass nigga, and I will kick your back in for a woman for some pussy, and I will kick your back in for some money. Say that, and then now niggas know what not to deal with you,
right?
Or how to deal with you.
I can make y'all some t-shirts.
That's a better way. Yeah, put it on your shirt. You niggas want to wear everything else? Put that shit like a scarlet letter. Put that shit on your forehead.
Boom.
So that way we can know. Okay, these niggas over here we don't deal with. Them niggas over there.
Basically, the same thing got with that Cat Williams saying about them niggas. He got tired of them sitting there talking that shit.
Yeah, because they was talking shit about him.
It's a group of niggas, too.
It's a group of them.
He's like, I sat there and I watched them cat. He carrying that shame a little bit. I sat there and watched you not ask them these same questions. Right.
You let them niggas lie to your face.
To your face. And now you want to ask me a question? Oh, like, I love that interview, man. It was like, hey, I feel this is a good place. And I feel I can let everything go. And so is this is why we over at SF 2.5. Boss let us do what the hell we want to.
She do. Or she don't try to censor us. Put it that way.
Let's do that.
Because if we got censored, we can't do this shit. A lot absolutely. Of y'all, a lot of y'all be calling in like, oh, y'all do this too much, do that. So what? This is raw and uncut. If you don't want raw and uncut, take your ass down there to the motherfucking Disney store. The Disney radio station. ESPN. Go listen to Stephen A. We lame real lame. Niggas over here.
Lame ass Stephen. Well, you about to be out of a job.
So yeah, I think Cat was telling the truth about the circle of dudes that been kicking his back in. And you know how this is how you know to me where you can see who the media fucks with and who they don't. And who they do and don't fuck with is based on what you will and won't do, how you are, how you move. They fuck with the people that they put on the pedestal, Steve Harvey, them, all them niggas. Cat Williams, they try to make it seem like he on drugs, he wild, he always get arrested. They make him seem like he the worst nigga in the world because he don't participate in the bullshit.
Right.
So, and that you can use that model for president, for politicians, for every nigga that the media puts up. They putting them up for a reason. And the people that they trying to make you seem like the enemy, like they used to do Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, all the real niggas that fought for liberation of black people, don't get the same type of media darlinghood that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, the niggas who act like they fighting for us, but are they really? Or are they just coming when a white man come with a check and then they get up there and talk?
Like Al. Like Al done lost weight, he don't see anything, ain't said nothing.
No, he don't say nothing until a check comes.
Shut your like ass up and take the check, boy.
Yeah, and then you can't even say the truth when you're taking checks. Let's put it this way. The reason why Cat Williams the only nigga who can say this shit, cause he ain't taking checks from none of the corporations, Sony, Warner, all those people priority. To say this. That's why he said they won't never say it. And he right. Them niggas ain't never gonna say it. They gonna say he crazy. They gonna say all the shit that Kevin Hart said about him. All the niggas, because he don't. When you taking money from somebody, this is why I try to tell y'all when y'all say conspiracy theory. I say, listen, y'all, let me just break it down naturally for y'all. If I'm paying you a lot of money, you're not gonna talk bad about me, because you know your money's gonna get cut. So you're gonna ignore the shit that I do. I could do some bullshit. You ain't gonna say nothing. You ain't gonna cover it.
Just like
that's said. Not a conspiracy. That is human nature. Who's paying you? You don't talk bad about, even if they doing some bullshit. So y'all gotta understand that on a global level, that happens on every level. Politicians. One of the politicians happened to be on Bill Maher and said some real shit. He said they know that climate change is real, but they get paid to say it ain't. That's what he said. The nigga name was Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Bernie Sanders said that shit. Yo, they know climate change is real, but they get paid to say it ain't by guess who? The companies that get billions off of off of oil and all the shit that fucking up the climate. Off the fuels, the fossil fuels and the petroleum and all that shit. So y'all be saying conspiracy theories. Y'all got to understand. Everything that ever happened in this world, two people had to conspire to do it. That means just come together. To build this fucking building. They came together and they built this motherfucker. So when something happens, it don't just happen. It's happening because people are behind the scenes making things happen, doing things. So stop with that conspiracy shit. They made that shit up to make you disbelieve some shit that's true.
Right.
That nigga said Ludacris is in the Illuminati and he got a wife with a pale face.
And then he came out with a freestyle. You ain't rapped in 20 years, boy.
And why you ain't say, I'm not in the Illuminati, nigga? I held my hand.
Because you can't.
All right.
If you is.
Because you can't. Because they won't cut your water off. And you got a lot of money from them movies, nigga.
Bro, come on.
That nigga sipped this.
What you do? What you do?
How many movies he got?
What you do? I know we go on there, they offer me something, I leave, but you got the part. I've been in that before.
So.
Oh, you got the part? Oh, you went to the party?
That happened to you before, too?
So you went to the party. You told me not to go to the party. You went to the party,
right?
Bet
you that happened to you too.
Don't go to the party, bro.
They try to shimmy up on you.
Don't go to the party, bro. I like, all right.
They try to tell you, hey, this nigga got the party, dog. You went to the party. Who went to the party?
I ain't gonna say his name.
Oh.
Duh.
Well, hey, nigga, the nigga went to the party. You're probably now here looking like Tommy Davidson on Men in Tights. You might not know about that because that was some shit that happened in the 80s. But, yeah.
None of them said he lied.
Cause
none of them came out and said, hey.
Like, where's y'all proof that I'm lying? Plus,
Cat Williams lying. And nobody said that.
Them niggas all, they all responded with kindness.
This is what happened.
Kindness.
I hope his new tour goes well.
Right. That's
nigga.
That means, look, if a nigga called my wife ugly, I'm not telling him.
I'm coming to your tour, nigga.
Fuck your tour. Meet me where you want to meet me at. That's how you know he's telling the truth.
Don't have a front row when you see me. It's on,
he
nigga.
He called y'all niggas wife ugly and y'all want him to do well on the
it
tour.
It ain't for her, it's for me.
Shit. You niggas is crazy, man.
Bruh.
How you call y'all wife ugly and y'all said y'all
call
want to tour to be well?
You stole my joke. You stole somebody else's
show. He said
you
look like a walrus. He said you stole. You don't put the work in.
I got
some
respect, Cat.
Oh, I hope his,
what?
His tour does well. Nigga, you stole. All that shit he said was true. I believe everything he said. I believe he put the work in. I believe he write. He hired people who write. Now, when you think about it, look, you ain't never watched a Cedric the Entertainer special and thought that shit was funny, and he don't got that many of them. Because he ain't really put the work in. Steve Harvey, I don't know. I ain't never seen one.
The ones I seen said, dude, they be on YouTube, and he kind of doing the same jokes. He just kind of switching them around a little bit.
And they wasn't that good to you.
He telling the same jokes that actually
wasn't that good to you.
So I'm like, he know what he talking about. Reggie,
all of the niggas he named, all you niggas he named, he was, the proof, we don't even need no paperwork. We just see it play out in real life. Like you said, your stand-ups ain't funny. No one knows them.
ain't funny
Steve,
no more.
You don't have no stand-ups. You be doing, writing books about men and women and doing Family Feud, nigga.
You think you're part of the reason why it is now with dating and shit? That damn book?
He got some blame. He not all of it.
I ain't saying all of it. You think he have a piece?
Yeah, he do. Because women be listening to these niggas that... They don't listen to niggas like, rest in peace to... what's the nigga name? That they hated.
Damn. Oh.
The nigga that was on the internet talking, telling the truth. I forgot his name. Damn. I'll remember when I get back. But they don't listen to niggas like that. They listen to niggas who pander to women. Nigga, I don't like these. Like, what's that nigga name? The nigga who got caught cheating on his wife. He was pandering all fucking day. Derek something. Derek whatever.
Oh, Darren Jackson.
Is that his name?
The dude that was in the car?
Yeah,
Darren Jackson.
Yeah. Him. Hey, listen.
They was all over him.
Listen.
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels. That's his name.
Yeah.
They ain't listen to Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels tell you the truth. Like, yo, this is the truth. This is how we work. Y'all like, no, he fucking hate women. Listen. Sometimes you gotta say the truth. The truth is,
no matter who feeling it hurt,
fuck y'all feelings, because that is the problem in the world. We're not saying reality because you feel some way. No, if you're a woman, you're a woman. If you're a man, you're a man. I'm not saying you're a man because your feelings gonna get hurt. It's because I say you're a man and you are. Fuck, where's that? Who thought of that? Why are we going backwards? This shouldn't be nothing to even talk about. If you shouldn't be talking about that. So the truth of the matter is this. Women like masculine men. That's why I don't believe in them such thing as toxic masculinity. That's like saying men are toxic.
That's an excuse.
Whoever made that shit up
for raggedy bitches. Let's keep that 100.
Exactly. Men, it's toxic people. Men or women. It ain't the masculinity or the femininity that make them toxic. It's the person. It's their thinking. It's the slave mentality. Mostly. Whatever it is.
Mash.
Like masculinity, like femininity. So, stop raising yourself to be fucking feminine. Because you wouldn't even date your son if he's a feminine. Now, you want a man that's going to stand up for you, what he believe in, have a purpose, be able to protect you. You don't want a man that's going to be in the mirror with you, looking cuter than you, wearing your borrowing your skinny jeans. You don't want that. So y'all stop raising y'all sons like that, and daughters. Raise your daughters to be a woman who's feminine, and kind and caring, because that's what men want. And raise your sons to be a man who protects, stands on what he stands on. That means, and don't do messy shit. Don't handle things in a messy way. Real niggas don't handle things messy. Real niggas come, hey, who said it? All right, I'm gonna go talk to the nigga who said it. We gonna get this shit clear, and we gonna move forward, and we gonna fight, we gonna shoot, whatever the fuck we gonna do. But we ain't gonna talk about each other to each other's backs, around each other's backs. We not doing that. And any nigga who do that, I tell them niggas stop right away. Stop. Go tell Suge. If a nigga come to me, yo, Suge, yo, hold on. Go. I call him. I got his number. You tell him to his face. Don't tell me about
keep
another
nigga. Keep him there. I'm on the way.
Don't come to me talking to me about another nigga bad. Because I'm going to tell you, hold on. Let's talk to him. So that way we can get this shit clear. Because I don't want niggas, he said, she's, no, say it to this nigga face. And I'm right here to be the witness. Whoever get beat up, we ain't even going to put it on social media because we real niggas. We just going to know, hey, you stop talking about me behind my back and move your fucking way. And if you don't handle it that way, then I'm looking at you, sis. You're making me think a lot. Whatever, motherfucker.
Suspiciously.
Cat Williams went out there and said, listen, I'm just going to tell the truth. Y'all been shooting strays at me. He's like, I was quiet. I wasn't even saying nothing to y'all little gay niggas getting sucking dicks and getting your ass fucked.
But he's like, I see what he's saying. Because it's like this. Just think of this natural will in your thing. It's like, you know these niggas over there lying. But you don't want to be the dude to say something. But somebody got to say something. And then they fuck around and say your name one time.
And that's when you was waiting for him. He was waiting for them to say his name.
Oh,
he was like, Candyman, say my name. Hey, y'all talking all this shit, but say my name so I can expose you niggas. All you niggas who think y'all at the top, you niggas, Steve Harvey always used that, oh, I got so much money to make, I can't be a comedian no more. That's what he said. He's like, well, nigga, you if that's, no comedians feel that way. He's like, a real comedian loves comedy. If you saying you can't do comedy no more because you got money to make, that means your comedy wasn't good, first of all, and you didn't love it anyway. You was pushing it. You was basing it over something else. And we already seen an interview where he told Monique that principles go out the window when it comes to money.
Hell
he told
yeah.
the Monique that.
That's what we was, remember we talking about.
Yeah,
that?
I said, oh, this nigga's wild. I never agree with that.
Bruh.
He exposed himself.
I had to go over there again. He said, what?
That's how you know he was sucking the dick.
he went a whole nother place. Once he got into it, uh-huh. And actually called him out.
Yeah.
What? This boy just stop everything? Yes, motherfucker. If you say you had it like that, you got my back like that, why not? Say something.
If you
knew they were doing me wrong.
If you know it's wrong shit happening in the industry, and you say I'm on your side secretly, then you're not on my fucking side. To be on my side, you got to stand publicly with me. Otherwise, no one thinks they think I'm crazy. Because ain't none of you niggas who know the truth happening saying nothing. That's what she was saying. That's what Cat Williams was saying. This is what goes on in Hollywood and in entertainment. The truth don't be told, so niggas just be acting because everybody's scared that they're gonna lose money. But if you gotta get money in a sleazy way, like my nigga Pac said, rest in peace to Pac. Niggas be like, I made a G today, but you made it in a sleazy way. That means you sold yourself. You sold your soul. You sold something. You slid your principles. You eradicated your principles. You did something with your principles and your morals. You was like, fuck it. I gotta get this money. Now, can you live with yourself? That's why a lot of people start killing themselves drinking, because they did some shit that they for some money, and they realize that their soul is tormented.
Right. Am I with you on this thing?
I got a homeboy who told me.
Go ahead.
I got a homeboy. He's a gangbanger. I was chilling with the nigga. He said, yo, I can't sleep at night, cuz. I said, why? Like four or five, I dream about the four or five niggas that I shot.
God damn.
That's what he told me. He's like, that's why I drink all the time. I just can't sleep. I have nightmares about them. And I'm thinking, nigga, I thought we was going to talk about sports. I wasn't ready
way
for this.
Way bigger than sports, boy.
I'm like, nigga, I don't know what to say to that.
I wasn't ready for that, bro.
I said, that's fucked up.
That's his own PTSD.
But that is what I say that to say. When you do things, even if you did them in self-defense or not, if they torment your soul, it don't matter what the payment was for it. You can't sleep at night. You can't look yourself in the mirror. You can't do the things that people who don't have a tormented soul do.
True.
And what is the cost of that for you as an individual? Everybody got to think about that. I know me. I know myself. Shout out to my pops. Real nigga. He told me always, yo, son, look for God within. Not for no spook to come out the sky. Not for no shit that they talking about. Look within. That's where you find God. He gonna be there if you listen. So I know myself. So I've never been a follower. A nigga ain't never gonna tell you Clinton was a follower or he was phony or he act funny when he was with these niggas or when he wasn't. None of that shit. I'm always the same. I know myself. So I'm a real nigga and I stand on what I believe. And I believe men are men, women are women, and there ain't no fucking social construct.
Know your fucking role.
There's men and women in every fucking species on earth with the exception of like a plant and maybe a frog or some shit. Those are exceptions. Don't try to use them as the fucking rule. The rules are all other things have male and female. Everything. that's living, with the exception of a tree, bitch, or a plant or some shit. So stop that shit. I stand on that, and I'm tired of you niggas acting like it ain't.
You sick of y'all.
And you niggas that sell your soul for shit, for money, I hope it's worth it, but I can never. I'd rather be.
That shit ain't long term, bro.
It's not. It's not gonna be. It don't help you. It's not healthy in the long term. However,
bro,
you
know
at
some of y'all are gonna run for it. But hey, do your thing. You gonna just tell everybody who you really are,
right? And we gonna see y'all expose yourself. I think all these niggas expose themselves. Cat Williams ain't had to say nothing. Well, he said it. Now he's just looking at y'all. Hey, he's called y'all white ugly.
Ain't
y'all
one of them things like when he said some of this shit. I'd be like, they was kind of talking about that.
They was.
Steve Harvey got his Ray using other people's shit.
Exactly. And then he dipped out.
Then he took Sid with him. I mean, yeah. DL still doing stand up. Dave Chappelle still doing stand up. Cat Williams still doing stand up. We called him the
DL, you know, still doing it. And if Bernie was here, he was still doing it.
Right. But he had a show though. It took him a while to get one, but we know that story too. But Cat Williams right about that, it seemed to be.
Yep. And he was right about the tension that Steve had with Bernie.
Right, because he's better than you.
Was funny. You don't want the nigga to naturally close. You want him to go front first. Nigga, hey, I'm better than you, but just have to suck it up, nigga.
I ain't gotta tell a real joke. I can tell shit about my life that's funnier than shit you ever say.
Exactly.
That shit.
That's what makes that hurt you the most, dopest comedians, though.
Right.
Because they just make life funny. They find a humor in life when it's a bunch of bullshit that you want to laugh at. Shout out to all the great comedians do that. Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams, Chris Rock, Luke, Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Martin.
Yep.
The other niggas, they silly. We just laughing at them niggas. We ain't really laughing from the funny that they had in their story. We just laughing at you niggas.
Then that get old after a while.
And that shit get old. That's why it don't work for long. Yeah, and I can name some names of people that started out maybe funny and then didn't. Kevin Hart's first two comedy specials was funny.
He was new.
Now, that nigga ain't funny at all to me.
Does he even
Tiffany Haddish? Not funny at all.
Just loud.
Just loud.
Gotta keep it 100.
And like silly. This is some of y'all silly and some of y'all comedians. It just, and the comedian brain works differently. And they're artists. So their job as a comedian and an artist is to look at the reality that we're in and find the humor in that shit. And I don't like you motherfuckers who get offended by shit. Everybody get the fucking jokes. Women, Chinese people, black people, white people, gay people, retarded people, trans people, everybody get the joke. So stop being offended. Oh, you can't talk about trans people. What? Then you can't laugh at no other jokes then of black people or women or Chinese people.
Let's
or whatever.
Let's do it that way.
But no, y'all want to be sensitive when you want to. I don't like this era. I sound like the old man, like, get off my lawn. I don't like this era. Y'all sensitive. Y'all can't fight. Y'all ain't been hit in the face. Y'all don't go outside, so y'all don't know no respect. Y'all talk crazy over the internet. That's what niggas be doing. All that shit is whack. Go outside so you can know how to act and have respect. Go do something with your hands. Grow something so you can know how to, shit really works instead of, in theory, reading a book about how some shit works. You ever read a book how to ride a bike and then rode it? No, you got to go ride that motherfucker. You going to fall.
We got a comment.
A couple times. You got a comment?
Cat said 90% of the truth. I think running a 4-2 with just him joking with Sharp. I think so too. I think he misspoke by speaking about reading 3,000 books. I think he was trying to say he read 3,000 books total, or well, period, meaning total. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker said 13
a year.
We were 13, 14, some shit.
Nigga said 3,000 books in a year. Nigga, how many books that is a month? Nigga. that nigga's wild. Hey, but fuck it, I loved it too, because I still think everything he said.
Can I promise I can read 3,000 books in a year?
It's possible, but that nigga got to be doing a lot of fucking reading.
You ain't chasing no chicks.
You ain't getting no pussy. You ain't cooking for yourself.
Stupid.
You ain't doing none of that shit. You ain't going out to eat. You ain't partying. You finna just be reading. That shit sound like a boring ass life.
That's 250 books a month.
Oh, nigga, how much is that a week? 75 or some shit. 70 books 62 a week.
62 and a half books a week.
Nigga. Hell no, nah, Cat. But fuck it. You read them niggas, them circling niggas that you was talking about. Oh, he talked about Faison Love too, and he was right. Faison ain't never done no funny shit.
That's 8 books a day. 9 books a day.
Faison ain't never did no funny shit. And he right. Cat Williams like, hey, all you niggas ain't funny. I'm funnier than all you niggas. I studied all you niggas and seen how many laughs y'all got, and I got more. I get more than y'all. I'm funnier than y'all. And I was like, damn, this nigga really studied him. He's like, if a nigga do 30 minutes and he get 3 laughs, I'm funnier than you. He said, I've seen a nigga do 30 minutes and get 20 laughs.
That was crazy.
That was the break.
When he said
down.
That.
Like,
that.
We never heard nobody break that down like that. No one ever broke down comedy like that. I was like, this nigga serious.
He said, that's analytics right there, bro.
Analytics that no one ever broke that down before.
For real.
I was you like, this nigga really serious.
6 laughs in 30 minutes. That's a chuckle of every 5 minutes.
That nigga broke that shit down. I said, this nigga was serious. He's like, I studied all 300 of them. That nigga said he studied 300 niggas.
300, and he went, hey, did he jump him?
He jumped him. He said, nigga,
I think he really did study him.
And I believe him. Like, you can't just make, how you going to make some analytics up like that? Most niggas ain't, even if you did make that up, you had to think hard and long about that shit
At least a little bit.
But he also said he be employing a lot of people. When he come on tour, he bring all of them.
I mean, we see that, though.
I know. So that's why I'd be like, yo, I think he's serious. He said basically, what he basically said about them dudes is they didn't put the work in to really be comics. They just was trying to get some quick money and then try to be movie stars. That's what he said.
Because that's what everybody's doing now.
Yeah.
So, you know, they get up and tell, you know, they so Sonic, they number one it, joke, bro. Number two joke.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into the, I won't say the league, they get into the league like everybody else, but it don't work for everybody like that.
Right.
It's who you know, being real.
Everything is who you know, and if it ain't who you know,
and if
you
it's talent, it ain't that many people going through that talent alone.
Talent.
But it's definitely who the fuck you know. If you ain't talented at all.
Yep. It's a lot of non-talented people.
You pick this shit up along the way.
Who are number one in the commercial success in the masses. But yep. I always can see through that, because the real talent, it's a button that they call. It's a button what they call in the industry where they push it and they put so much
you
money.
You can't fuck up 3,300.
So they
y'all keep them. Saying he said he meant 300.
No. He said 3,000.
1,000 and 100 don't even sound alike.
Y'all quit trying to infer. Everything he said it with his chest. And I respect that shit. Even when he said he ran a 4.2. 4.1 or some shit like that. Some fast shit we ain't never seen.
You had time you could have ran a 4.2. And you didn't. Like all them times you got arrested.
When them little kid was chasing them. That was probably one of the Illuminati kids.
Oh, yeah. You can't fight them back. You fight a kid back, you going to jail, bro.
Exactly. Like, we're going to put this nigga right in the jail. We're going to put him under the jail. But that nigga did say every time he got arrested, he got right out.
He did.
So he ain't never get charged. He ain't never get done that shit. So I believe them. Like, I believe that they fuck with you when you telling the truth. Rest in peace to all the people that told the truth. Hopefully he don't get nothing happen to him, because the truth comes out and the people in power do not like that shit.
What about that Chris Tucker comment?
It was true too. I believe I was like
Chris Tucker all Epstein-ish now. Oh my god.
When you think about it, but when you think about it, you can see it. That nigga did. Alright, Chris Tucker probably did in the total of his career 6 movies.
He did Rush Hours, bro.
3 of them. All right, he did more Money Talk. That's 4. He did Fifth Element. That's 5. He did
He didn't wear a dress, but he wore something.
Yeah,
I remember him telling that story.
Fifth Element. Yep.
They wanted him to wear a dress. He's like, hell no. So he wore whatever he wore that little tight shit.
Yeah,
whatever.
I remember
that shit
his
was.
His role in that shit was weird.
Right.
And then he did the shit with Lorenz Tate. What that shit was called? That was good. When he was in a war. They was in a war, and I forgot what the name. That was one of my good movies I watched. But he did like 6 movies.
Who the hell is Shay Shay Liquor called? I'm gonna get me some of that shit. Niggas tell the truth like
cognac,
that.
It's cognac, nigga.
Shannon, you got a motherfucking custom or not?
Hey, I had that E40 tequila reposado. It's called E40.
He did have on lipstick and a bodysuit.
He did. They always trying to make our niggas. Why they trying
Dead
to make
presidents.
Our Dead Presidents. That's the movie, yeah. That was the other one. He did 6 movies.
Yeah.
And then we ain't seen that nigga.
Now he back doing stand-up.
We ain't seen it.
Nah, he come out here.
You seen him?
No, I haven't went to go see him. It come across my phone, but I got the app. I haven't went to go see him.
Do you think
know who going to go? I ain't went to go see him. When Cat came out, I went to go see Cat.
Yeah, and Dave, when Dave come, niggas
I go see Cat. I go see people. I go see Corey Holcomb.
Shout out to Bill Barr. Bill Barr, funny nigga.
I go see Corey Holcomb.
Earthquake funny too.
Yes, I like Earthquake. I love Earthquake.
Earthquake is funny.
He said Earthquake can't read.
But he did say he was funny, though. He's like,
oh, he's definitely funny.
He said he's funny, though. He's
I like, love he Earthquake.
So, he might can't read. Some old niggas can't
you
read.
You know that shit.
Back in the day.
You can't read a script. Read. You can't read cue cards because just, you know, that shit right there. It's, when you make your own lines like that, nigga, dude, it's something else. When you got to read a motherfucking line, it's different.
Yeah,
you got to study that shit.
So, I wasn't mad at that shit. He
I
said,
ain't mad at
it. I like that he said, yo, Earthquake is funny. He's funny.
Right.
He's like, just because I said he can't read don't mean it's personal. I'm mad. He's funny. He's a funny dude.
That's why
said,
he ain't getting no roles is why he said that.
But that's true. That is true. But that, to me, that showed me that it wasn't hateful. Some people say, oh, he bitter, he mad. Nah. I'll be thinking, like, this nigga be doing 100 city tours. And
the bitter, mad people know how he feel because you bitter and fucking mad. You gonna do the same thing?
I think bitter and mad is an energy.
It is.
He didn't
and
have
you keep
that
it.
Energy. He had the, I'm gonna tell the truth because you niggas.
He went to Club Shay Shay just for that. Just for that. Now Joe Rogan said, you can come over here. Oh, now you want him?
Nah, fuck that. I wouldn't go to Joe Rogan. Go to Joe Budden, cat. He was already on Joe Budden, but it was on the pandemic.
Don't go back
it,
to that shit.
It was on the pandemic, though. Go to Joe Budden.
I'm
don't go to Joe
Budden
Rogan.
As alone.
No, go to Joe Budden. You got to go to the black people because the white nigga didn't want to call you before. He was he called Dave Chappelle
like
before.
That. I did
he
like
called
that.
All the other niggas before. He didn't call you before. Joe called you before, but it was pandemic, so you couldn't really get your shit off.
Right.
And you was doing a movie. Now you can go get your shit off. But that's just how I feel.
I agree.
Because Joe Rogan, like, nigga, you calling the nigga now.
You Joe Rogan.
You Joe Rogan. If
anybody, you call anybody, they coming.
They coming.
And now you want him?
Because you saw that 15 minutes.
Right.
He saw that nigga do all
get
this.
Get your ass out of here.
Right. And you making $100 million a year, nigga. Get your ass out
you
of here.
Go, you just want to go viral because Shannon done got you this time.
Exactly. And I fuck with Joe Rogan.
I do, so, but fuck
so,
that.
So it's not because I don't like him, but he's doing some white people shit.
I'm going to use my privilege when I get a chance.
Exactly.
Not everybody want him on the podcast. Cat, I ain't got no money, but.
Come up here and we can say the
I
truth.
I know you ain't told everything.
You know you got some juicier shit. We want to know, did Puffy try to get you to give him some head? And if was the what happened to Bentley Fontworth? What the nigga? What was his male
word Bentley?
What happened to that nigga? I can't even believe he took that job. What kind of nigga take a job like that? Would you take a job like that? If I tell you, sure, you gotta be my assistant. What that mean? You gotta fix my tie, dust me off, brush my hair. Nigga, what?
First off, I'm on $100 million in my account before I do it.
And
secondly,
now
if I get the
closer,
you gonna punch you. You that broke? You can't be that broke, bro.
You can't be that desperate. I would have told Puff.
I went to go see Cat last week, shawty.
I would have told Puff, that sounds like a job for a woman, nigga. The fuck you having me do it for?
She said she'll cook, Cat. You come.
Hey, you can get some food, nigga, and some laughs.
We going to talk about some football today?
We might as well. We got to talk about some football. It's playoffs. Last game of the season. Playoffs approaching.
I think, is everybody done with the Dallas, Dallas and Detroit? Everybody cool now? Detroit tried to run Okadoke by sending three linemen up there?
Nah, nigga, that ain't what happened.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but that ain't the details.
What? That's
the
okay,
lineman checked in still, and the ref thought it was a different lineman, and he told the defense, because you got to tell the defense.
Yep.
He told the defense 70 is eligible.
Right.
It wasn't 70, it was 68 or whatever the fuck it was.
But,
so the ref fucked. Listen, what happened was the ref fucked up. The Lions tried to do some sneaky shit.
They did.
Tricked the ref, too. They tried to trick Dallas. They tricked the ref.
Right.
And Dallas.
That's what I want to hear. Number 70 had been checking in eligible all game, though, they said.
Yes.
So hold up. So when he saw him running out there.
He assumed.
He was already looking at the dude. He wasn't looking at 68, remember?
But 68 was talking to him, nigga.
Right, okay, cool. But I'm looking at this nigga.
I know, but that's your bad. If I'm
never said it.
You,
never said it when it's bad. He's going by what's been going on the whole game. These three cats been walking up to me. He the only one that's been fucking going doing that.
Right.
So I'm gonna go do it again.
No.
They said it out
and
loud.
He was wrong.
You said it out loud, and then nobody say nothing before the play started.
He was wrong though.
I get that, but he said it out loud.
He said what out loud?
Number 7 is eligible.
Who said that?
The ref.
I know, but the problem was you're right. You're right, but what I'm saying is he fucked up. That's why.
No,
got,
I'm not saying
that's why
he didn't
got demoted.
I get what you're saying, but I'm talking about Detroit as a team.
Yeah.
When he says it out loud, number 70 is eligible. You supposed to play it? No, that's the wrong number.
No, then that's fucking
cool.
Up they, that's fucking up their plans.
Okay, cool.
You fucking up our trick.
Cool. The ref fucked up and all of that.
The ref.
You have a chance now to tie the game.
They should have called a timeout And then he should have kicked that shit after they back.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to change.
But that all don't matter. The part is the ref fucked up, and it might have cost the niggas a home game. But whatever the fuck, and I don't care.
They
you
home.
Niggas all gonna lose anyway. Detroit, Dallas, all you need.
San Francisco, all y'all gonna lose.
D in your ass. Like they were trying to do Cat Williams.
All y'all gonna lose. Right.
No, all you niggas gonna lose anyway. Except the 49ers. We going to the Super Bowl. Fuck the rest of y'all niggas. Fuck the Eagles. Fuck the Rams.
Cool.
Fuck the who else?
Cool.
Name who else in the fuck? Green Bay,
yeah,
motherfucking Detroit, and there's one more, Tampa Bay. There's one more.
The Saints.
I don't fucking know. No, they
Seattle. Well,
yeah,
keep going. My, the Vikings.
No, I don't know.
Santa Clara, shut your ass up.
Fuck all y'all. We got we number one, and we resting niggas. To
all
this
I want y'all to do, Dallas, is win this week on the road. Prove that we can win on the road.
Oh, y'all ain't on the road. Y'all at home, man.
We play Washington. Washington.
Oh, today. Oh, yeah. You're talking about tomorrow? I'm on the playoffs.
No.
Y'all gonna be yo. Oh, yeah. Y'all, if y'all don't be Washington on the road, y'all niggas might as well.
No, if we don't be Washington, Eagles win.
And even if
then we number five.
But if y'all don't be Washington, y'all might as well just don't even go to the playoffs.
Nah, we still
going to
play.
Just stay home, nigga.
Nah, we still going
to
play.
Send the Valley Vikings.
Nah.
Shout out to my nigga.
Nah, girl, I'll pay for you. You going to dance.
Hey, right, he's what he said. If he pay you, dancing. And we want you to dance like,
Speaking of football, Dalvin Cook. Sign with the Ravens. They got a whole another 1-2 punch.
That was a good ass pickup for the
Hell
Ravens.
Hell yeah.
But he became the other cook. Now his brother took over, James. Hey, James, hey, nigga, I'm in the Pro Bowl. Where the fuck you at?
Chauncey Allen ain't even in Pro Bowl.
Dalvin, like, that was some bullshit. They didn't use me right, and they didn't.
No.
Jets, what the fuck?
I mean, they ain't even used Breeze all right.
And I know.
Shit, yeah,
you
don't
use
Dalvin.
Of them niggas. You had both of them niggas, and you didn't use neither.
You ain't use your starter right. You definitely gonna use the backup right.
And right, and y'all didn't missing the quarterback, so you should have been using these niggas more.
That's
both of them. That shit was dumb. Hey, but Ravens, y'all did a good job. Y'all scared of us. Y'all know. Hey, we need to get some niggas because they're going to beat us this second time if they play us.
We're going
to
make sure we got some stability now with another fast ass running back.
Yeah, he good too. I don't think he watched. I think he good.
I don't think he just on the wrong team. Watched.
Yeah. So, and Minnesota missing them right now. That's the problem. They can't do shit. But, that's good things for the Ravens. Y'all doing y'all thing because y'all scared just like the Eagles was of the Cowgirls.
I don't know if they're scared. Shit, the Eagles, hired everybody every week. They pick somebody up. Even when they was winning, they were picking people up.
I know because they're scared of y'all and us.
I'm like, come on, bro. Now it's showing. You band-aiding your shit. Now the band-aid don't pop out. And everybody ripping off the black damn skin now. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck your band-aid, nigga. What else happened in football? Beat. What else we got this week? What games matter? The Dolphins and the Miami. We're going to talk about that in a second.
Let's do the Wolverines and the Huskies being the national championship on Monday.
Oh, shit. Who y'all going for?
I'm thinking Washington.
That's because they beat Alabama, nigga. The team that beat Alabama
beat
you going against. I know.
I think Washington better.
I think Jim Harbaugh. Is it Jim or John? What the fuck do you think your name is?
It's your old coach, nerd.
Yeah, I know, but is it
how
Jim?
How you don't know his name?
I think it's Jim.
This how I know. You know all my coaches, though.
These niggas is the J family. I think Jim is going to coach the shit out of Michigan, and they're going to win, and then Washington is going to be just
Alabama
like
had a terrible-ass game.
I know.
Coming from all up. They had a terrible-ass game, and they had Daniel Mutt to get ready for these niggas. And they played up. We went to overtime with them with a terrible-ass game.
Who was the coach?
No, I'm talking about Nick Saban.
I know. Why they have a terrible game?
It was a terrible game. Milroe got sacked like 900 times, nigga. Shit. My thing is this. You got 1 week to get ready for Washington, who's a fucking machine.
You think so?
Bro, we went to overtime. We could have tied that up with that last play, stupid ass call, but it was a bad snap.
I agree with you.
But what I'm saying is, you let Alabama get that. We stopped y'all on a goal. We stopped them on a goal line in the fourth quarter.
I know, but do you think Washington is good as Alabama? That's what you're saying? I think, yeah, I do. You think if Alabama would have beaten Michigan and they'd been playing Washington, you would have been.
I'm picking Alabama about that. I wouldn't have been mad they had a one because they're good.
I'm just saying, you sounded like. Let me tell you to me, it sounds like you think. You're saying that Alabama played Michigan well, which they did.
No, they didn't. They did not. I said they played terrible, but the score, they still could have won that game.
Exactly. So that means
Washington is a full fucking machine.
So that means they're equal and a close equal. Michigan.
They're going to drag these niggas, bro.
Oh, they're going to drag Alabama if that's your logic. If that's your logic,
I'm talking about Washington, not Michigan.
I know. I'm saying if Alabama would have beat Michigan, if you think Washington is so good, then and they're gonna drag Michigan, then they would have dragged Alabama too. That right?
Who?
Washington.
No.
So how do you think if Michigan beat Alabama and they weren't going to drag, then just Washington like, wasn't going to drag Alabama, just like, but just they like, drag right. Michigan.
Just like Dallas just beat Detroit.
Nigga, that was luck.
Right!
It wasn't. Shit. No one's going to say, like, y'all,
just like, hold up, wait,
y'all that, should drag
let's,
Washington.
Let's use your logic real quick on that same thing. Let me turn they beat down. Auburn.
Mm-hmm. Auburn is trash.
And they showed up to Georgia with a whole nother team and beat Georgia.
Who did?
Alabama did. SEC oh. Championship.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So that means they good,
the same team didn't show up.
But that happens in football sometimes. Sometimes
that's what I'm trying to say,
dog. Go, nigga. But I don't think Washington that much better.
Than, got four.
I just don't think Washington is that much better.
Like it ain't but a couple. My bad. I'm gonna cut you off.
I think
she said we ain't got but a couple ahead. Minutes.
Oh shit! Well, let's go to the important
game. Miami Bills. Whoever win that, the Bills can win the division, and get in the playoffs, or they lose, they out the playoffs.
Oh, Bills, y'all gotta win it.
Right.
I'm going with the Bills. Fuck Miami, Dre. Should've called in.
A lot of people sitting the fuck down this week. So with that game, that's the last game of the day too.
What else game matter?
It's
the games today.
The Ravens are today.
Ravens Steelers
come on at 1:30. Steelers can get Steelers to the playoffs with a win. Lamar Jackson is sitting down.
Oh, so then Steelers got a chance.
They got a chance to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they win the game.
Who else?
Yeah. Brown being there. Vikings-Lions. Vikings get in, they win. I think the Lions send people down.
Yep, because they already in.
Who else? Saints. Falcons. I think that game matter.
That game, I think it do because they Saints. Because who Tampa Bay playing?
They playing the Panthers.
Because if the Tampa Bay lose and the Saints win the division.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever win that, it in.
Yeah.
So the Bucs win their in.
Yeah.
Right. So they can't lose.
They can't lose.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Packers and the Bears. The Packers win.
Packers got to win.
And somebody else got to lose too.
And
though.
Somebody got like the Seattle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Eagles, Giants, well, Eagles, Cowboys.
Cowboys got to win.
Cowboys got to win. Right.
They
go to
so
five.
The Eagles got to win this game and hope the Cowgirls lose.
Right. We got to hope they lose if we do lose.
Right.
And we still in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, y'all.
So we win is over. Buckle yeah. number two seed.
Number two, yeah.
Yeah, the NFC East champion.
Yeah, y'all both in, but right. you want to have home field because y'all
hey, look, horrible. Don't bet on no other games. These motherfuckers are sending people down.
Yeah.
Don't bet on those other fucking games.
Those other games, nigga.
Just the games that matter.
Yeah, the games that matter. The playoff contention games.
And plus, there's going to be cats out there playing for them little
incentives.
Them bonuses.
Yep,
incentives. Player bonuses and shit.
Hell yeah.
Trying to get sacks and interceptions and touchdowns and shit like that.
Shit, so this was a good show.
That was a good show.
About Cat Daddy.
Broke the internet.
Cat said,
there's going to be a lot of cats calling people out now since Cat Daddy. But they ain't got the heart.
They ain't got the heart or the money or the independence or the freedom. You got to have freedom.
The freedom is the one. Yeah. I like that one.
You got
the money and the freedom.
Yeah.
You better shut your ass up.
Shut your ass up as long as you can. And y'all need to start
realizing that.
Mop this
flow with this napkin.
A motherfucker ain't going to say nothing if somebody paying them not to say nothing. Most people ain't going to do it. So don't think just because nigga don't say nothing it ain't true.
Or take it out.
Or whatever the fuck going on. It's not.
Put that G-code back on.
Oh, y'all, we got to put that G-code back on because that's what Cat was talking about when he was the whole night. Nigga, I got to do a real nigga's representation. That's what he sold to
me.
He's like, I got a real representation. Nigga, you talking about? Hey. Hey, if y'all know, this beat was used on a Chrysler commercial.
Yeah, it was.
That's Scarface beat. He was like, they had to pay me to use that shit. I was in jail when they had to pay me. So they lowballed. Shout out to all you motherfuckers that be lowballing when the situation desperate for a nigga.
When I see you a picture of Cat Williams, you know I ain't bullshit.
And then I'm gonna send you a picture of Cedric. I mean, I'm stealing your girl. Oh, shit, that's funny. Hey, shout out to C4.
Shout out to C4.
Had work, or he's gonna get his ass worked up like the cowgirl.
Shout out to everybody in the chat.
Shout out to Big
Appreciate
Ray.
Y'all.
Shout out to all the ladies in the chat that support us.
Super Dave came through these weekends. Hey,
shout out to Super Dave. Super Dave, I got your number. Now I'm gonna be with your ass on them cruises.
Right.
And it's shorter than your sound, you little nigga. Shout out to Boss Lady with them
Boss Lady.
She ain't got on them motherfucking ones today. She got on some foes. No talk to the police. Shout out to Scarface for being a real nigga.
Scarface. That time that shit was lit.
Oh yeah, so
hey, make sure y'all protect Cat Williams out there, motherfucker, bro.
Hey, protect Cat Williams and try to be like him. Be honest. Say the truth. Even if you're gonna die for it.
At least Shannon Sharp alone. We already on the broad nut sack.
Shout out to Shannon Sharp for just letting Cat go.
That was a good ass fucking. He's a conversation. I like that. Not interview, conversation. I like that.
He said, so hey, how are you?
Thank you for tuning in to the Undrafted All Star Sports Show. Big Sug, Q Mac, and we out this bitch.
Peace.
Have a great weekend.
Remember the G code. Stand on it. Otherwise, get rolled over.